Fan Hall of Fame nominee. And I hope, Angela, we can say, hey, we know her when you win it all.
Oh, that would be wonderful. I will keep you updated so the voting ends January 31st, but they won't officially announce the winner until February.
Okay, good. Well, we'll wait with bated breath. Thanks so much for joining us today, Angela.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much for having me, Phil.
And go Pack Go, right?
Go Pack Go.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM-trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stop at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans are still bundling up in that fiercely cold weather. In Portland, Oregon, a power line fell onto a car, killing three people during an ice storm. Fire and rescue spokesman Rick Graves says he's never seen anything like this.
I've had situations where we have had individuals come in contact with electricity and not make it, but nothing as a result like where we are in a winter storm.
He talked to KGW-TV in Portland. Should the governor of New Mexico, a Democrat, be impeached? Two Republican state lawmakers think so.
Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham invoked emergency public health orders last year, suspending the right to carry firearms in some public places in Greater Albuquerque, such as parks and playgrounds. The order was in response to a spate of gun violence. Now Republican Representatives Stephanie Lord and John Block have filed a resolution aimed at initiating impeachment proceedings against Lujan Grisham. The Republicans say the governor has violated her oath of office to uphold state and federal constitutions. Lord says the governor has too much power and is acting like a dictator. A governor spokesperson says Lord and Block are more interested in political stunts than crafting meaningful legislation. I'm Donna Warder.
Funeral services today in Florida for former First Lady Melania Trump's mother will be private. She died January 9th in Miami at the age of 78. Overseas now, Japan has just signed a deal with the United States to buy Tomahawk cruise missiles. Part of its military buildup as regional threats increase. Russia is dismissing a U.S. proposal to resume a dialogue on nuclear arms control, saying it's impossible while Washington offers military support to Ukraine. No word yet on whether those medicines that arrived in Gaza yesterday have actually been given to hostages of Hamas. This is AP News. Now about that horse on a highway in Tennessee.
While out keeping the road safe, one Tennessee sheriff's deputy came upon an unusual road hazard captured on his dash cam video. Hamilton County Sheriff's Deputy Ricardo Santiago found a horse Tuesday trotting along on Highway 27.
Located a horse passing thrasher right now. He's just going on northbound.
The deputy drove near the horse to keep it from other vehicles.
Somebody called in advising that horse was going to belong to her neighbor. Her name and number's on the card. They're trying to get some resources together to come get it.
Eventually, someone with a horse trailer did arrive, and the deputies and the driver were able to load the wayward horse in the middle of the highway without incident. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Dow was down 94 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Richland Center in Boscobel. The NABA store in your community is your go-to destination for top-notch tools, and we're proud to be locally owned. Milwaukee Tools enthusiasts, listen up. Now is the perfect time to gear up. Buy $300 worth and get a $50 gift card. Spend $400 and get a $100 gift card. Or splurge on $500 and receive an impressive $150 gift card. NABA Auto Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel. Hurry, these specials run now through February.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
And a reminder today, the Southwest Tech campus is closed for septic repair. There will be remote learning and staff will be available remotely from Southwest Tech today. It is 5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Weather details coming up here on a Thursday.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Earnest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Earnest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
Homeownership is the American dream, and USA Mortgage is there to help you with that dream. They offer zero-down loans with USDA, WIDA, and VA. They offer low-money down loans with a conventional loan for first-time homebuyers, starting at 3% down. FHA is the most lenient loan, allowing them to possibly approve you with a credit score as low as 580 and 3.5% down payment. Quit worrying, quit renting, and start the homeownership journey with Schultz Mortgage Team. Mortgage is all they do. 608-604-5068.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Today, a high of around 14 degrees expected, increasing clouds and chilly today with north winds at 4 to 8 miles per hour. Tonight, 1 degree below zero, potentially a half inch of snow in our immediate area, possibly more, 1 to 2 inches in the southern areas of Wisconsin. Partly cloudy for Friday, a high of 13, 4 degrees below zero Friday night, Saturday 10, Sunday 20, Monday 32, with a 40% chance of a light wintry mix overnight. It was 13 at midnight that followed yesterday's spring-like high of 16. Right now we're at 1 degree below zero. That is the overnight low.
Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make them proud of that little nowhere he's got down in his room. Trucks making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday. Get away.
these county lines be his whole world. You want him to grow up to be someone he's damn proud to be. Mamas, let your boys live fast around in trucks, making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo green. Mamas, let your boys be country. Let your boys be country.
Jason Aldean on WRCO. Today, the 18th of January, it is Maintenance Day. I could use a maintenance man around the house at home there. I'll tell you what. Yeah, I'm not real handy, that kind of thing, but I've got some ideas, kind of learning from the old farmers. You know, I can fix things, or I should say not fix. I can make them so they don't break all the way. Little duct tape and baling wire and things like that. It's also National Gourmet Coffee Day today. So mix it up and percolate it up. National Peking Duck Day. It's Winnie the Pooh Day and Thesaurus Day. Oh, well, June throughout my thesaurus, and I'm kind of lost for words. Anyway, it's 12 after the hour of 7. 1 degree below zero. Here's Scotty McCreary.
When you say I love you, before you hang up the phone, when you buy her favorite wine on your way home, when you kiss her in the kitchen, when you kiss her on the street, when you kiss her when she's still asleep, it matters to her. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but alright, I don't see a cop inside. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. I'm passing little white lines and my eyes are open wide. Just past a Jimmy and a white.
passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. CC is checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and the smoke's pulling back as cold. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Sawyer Brown on WRCO Country and Community, WRCE, saying good morning to you. Somebody noticed that earlier this morning. We were talking about sunrise time, and boy, it's finally starting to creep, so it's going to be earlier than 7:30, so we're getting there. And, you know, just a few days will be a month past the winter equinox, and I do notice a little bit more daylight in the afternoon, but the cold grows stronger, right, as the days grow longer. I believe that's what they used to say, and it may be true. The mobile food pantry that was supposed to be held today at Eagle School in Richland Center has been canceled. It will not be rescheduled for the month of January. And again, the Southwest Tech campus is closed today for septic repair. They will be remote learning, and staff will be available remotely.
The Richland Locker is turning up the flavor this week. Sink your teeth into boneless pork chops at an amazing $2.98 per pound. Craving something extra? Try stuffed pork chops, sage and onion, or apple stuffing, both a steal at $4.98 a pound. And don't forget to swing by the deli for a taste of the Southwest with the zesty Southwest dip, only $3.98 per pound. Richland Locker, where every bite is a delight. Hurry in and savor these delicious deals. Visit them on South Main Street, Richland Locker, where tradition meets flavor.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Center, where your family always comes first.
Wiscode is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscode mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscode is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP so you're on the schedule for next spring. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscode cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now. Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Blood donors give of themselves to help others, and research shows that all of us will need the help of a blood transfusion sometime in our lives. If you have piercings or tattoos, you can still donate blood, though you may have to wait a year after your last piercing or tattoo before donating. If you're interested in learning more about your eligibility, reach out to the Richland Hospital and Clinics. It takes all of us. Sign up for our next blood drive today.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hello, Hank.
Good morning, Philip.
Good to see you, as always.
33 minutes on the road, and I finally made it work today.
Is that how many? 33 minutes?
Something like that.
All right. All right.
It depends on how many cars in front of me. And,
good.
And the traffic and the ice and everything else.
Maybe that'll be a hit someday.
Yeah, just a warning to people, though. If we get a little bit of snow tonight, not going to be pretty with the ice that's already on the road.
No.
So be very, very careful out there.
And it sounds like we are going to get some.
It sounds like it is. So
yeah.
Maybe a little bit more than where I'm at than here, but I'll see if I can push it up this way.
Hmm.
Because I know people get jealous if I get more snow.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Yeah.
You can have as much as you want. I don't care.
You don't care?
Nope.
All right. Hey, I was out and about yesterday, as I usually am, you know, working hard.
Uh-huh.
And I've run across some gumballs for you, Philip.
Oh.
They're made from Double Bubble. And they're Dreamsicle gumballs.
Oh, look at that. Dreamsicle gumballs.
Yep.
Wow, Hank, I'm really touched.
Yeah, like you can put those over there by your cigarette sticks or your candy sticks.
I haven't touched yet.
You haven't. You've quit. I'm impressed.
I've tried to cut back.
But Dreamsicle gumballs.
Yeah, no kidding. Hmm. Only 25 calories per gumball.
The gumball only lasts about 3 seconds once you get it chewed up.
Includes 5 grams added sugar, 10%.
Now, here's the impressive part, Philip. I've had those all night, right?
Oh, yeah?
You haven't
chawed any of them yet?
Okay. No.
Well, that's good. That's amazing. It's great when people are out and about and they see things like that and they think of me.
Yes, yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Like sweet, not good for you treats and like anything that's kind of like bathroom humor. That was actually
in the toilet cleaner section.
Oh, I said it. Oh boy.
Yeah. So I hope they're gumballs.
I was talking earlier about how I'm not a very good fixer,
mm-hmm.
but I can maintain, you know, kind of
right.
some of the skills I learned from the old farmers. Because the old farmers, you know, they could make do with anything.
You just fix it and move.
With a board and mm-hmm. a piece of wire and things like that. So with these, you know, we've got a leaky sink at home. Maybe I can
chew them all up. Yeah.
Stick it on there.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be fixed, June.
Yeah, it's going to be fixed.
Yep.
Poor June. Dreamsicle balls all over, stuck over the house. Anyway, you know, we've had a big mystery here at the station the last week.
What's that now?
The blue bowl.
Oh.
Joanne brought in a blue bowl. I don't know. It's probably been here for years and has now suddenly disappeared, Phil.
Don't look at me.
I'm not. I'm just saying it's a huge investigation.
Uh-oh.
I just wish it would get over. Because someone knows what happened to the blue bowl.
And they're not coming forward.
They're not coming forward. So
Do I need to make a memo? That
No. Oh. To me, I got 3 Red Bulls yesterday for Joanne, where she could have her soup for lunch.
For 3 days and not wash the bowl?
She's going to have to wash the bowl because they're Red Bulls.
Well, every third day she can wash the bowl.
I just washed everything this morning.
Oh, did you?
I did. I got dishwater hands.
You do?
Oh. Look at that. I even have a cut on them. Took one for the team. So.
But you didn't see the blue bowl.
I did not see the blue bowl. And I washed it last week sometime.
Hmm.
So, but the blue bowl, the disappearance of the blue bowl.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yep. And Joanne is hot after people's trails for this blue bowl.
The story you're about to hear is true. Yes. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
The WRCO bowl file.
What do you think that bowl probably cost new?
$1.25.
Yeah, that's a big loss.
But you know what? She's after it. Yeah. She's frugal.
Right.
She's something, definitely.
All right.
Hey, a Tennessee man became the oldest person to paddle the length of the Mississippi River when he completed the 87-day journey at 87 years old.
87?
Yeah.
I presume that didn't happen recently, though.
It doesn't say.
Okay. Because the water would be a little cold.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, but it'd be a lot faster if I did it.
Yeah. Right.
So Gary Beard departed Lake Istica, Minnesota, on his 87th birthday and arrived in Louisiana 87 days later.
Wow.
Earning the Guinness World Record of 87 years at 87 days.
That is crazy.
It's amazing. So,
it's hard for you and I to get off our couches, and we're not even near that old.
A beach swell doesn't look good in the Mississippi.
No, well.
You know what I mean? I don't think I could fit through the dam.
You're getting there, though. You might be able to squeeze through.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Hey, Phil, can you rub the sides down with some Vaseline?
Oh, I gotta get through there. Okay.
With my Speedo. Anyway, a German man broke a Guinness World Record when he downed a cup of coffee, now get this, in 3.12 seconds. So I brought my coffee in here, Phil, and it's hot.
Are you going to try to do it?
No, I'm going to let you do it.
No, I ain't doing it.
The record-keeping organizations announced Felix von Melbourne earned the title for the fastest time to drink a cup of coffee in Frankfurt. It shaved 0.05 seconds off the previous record, which set by a fellow German and serial record, Andre Althoff, in 2021.
Hmm.
And it is still steaming hot.
So
you can see it in the video. Absolutely, it's just like, okay, you won't be able to taste for a year.
That was part of it,
being hot. It has to be right after. Yeah, it has to be a certain temperature, I think. Like 138 or something like that.
Oof.
I mean, that's crazy.
It would burn all the way down.
All the way down.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. I'm thinking about to try that one.
You think?
No, I'm not. No. But you can. You've got coffee here.
I'm good. But I brought it for you if you wanted to try that. I mean, the lid was washed on Friday, so
you wanted it?
Yeah.
Huh. Along with the blue bowl.
Yes, along with the blue bowl. So we have. All right, Philip, I'm going to ask you a couple questions. If you think it's BS or.
Baloney?
Baloney, Henry's baloney, or true. In the 17th century, what was a tobacco smoke enema cure for? All right. Was it for resecution of the drowned, diarrhea, or constipation?
I'm going to say it was for the resuscitation of the drowned.
No. Is it?
I don't know.
It is. It's the resuscitation of the drowned.
All right.
No.
Hey, got one right.
No, got one right. Urban myths and legends. In response to the vampire panic that gripped New England in the 19th century, which noted philosopher observed the savage in man is never quite eradicated. Gosh.
Do I have choices?
Ralph Waldo Emerson, Harriet Beecher Stowe, or Henry David Thoreau?
I'll say Thoreau.
And you were right.
Woo-hoo!
He was writing about the superstitious practice of burning the organs and tuberculosis victims.
Mm, okay.
So, wow.
He's from that area.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and how did you know that?
I just knew he was from that area. Oh. Took a stab.
Why did settlers dynamite the sky in the Great Plains in the 1870s, Philip? To increase rainfall, to kill migrating geese, or to appease Native American gods?
I'll say the third one.
No, to increase rainfall. They believe that would, if you threw dynamite up, it would increase rainfall. And I don't know if.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. What August institution became involved in professional baseball with their report on players' use of anabolic steroids? Was it Supreme Court, FBI, or the U.S. Congress?
U.S. Congress.
It is. It is. Remember, they had a huge thing of it back in, I think it was the late 90s.
They implicated quite a few players and kind of took down some of their reputations. And, you know, some of them aren't going to be in the Hall of Fame probably as a result of that, too.
All right, so last one, buddy.
All right.
And this is this quackery or is this true?
All right.
So you and I don't have to worry about this. According to the Internet, what when applied to the affected area gets rid of a hickey the fastest? Is it mint-flavored toothpaste, a frozen silver spoon, or rubbing alcohol?
Oh, my goodness. I'll go with a silver spoon.
No. Actually, if you do a silver spoon, it actually makes it bigger and brighter. But it's rubbing alcohol. If used immediately, the other's irritant in the skin will only make it worse.
Oh.
So rubbing toothpaste or and with the frozen spoon actually makes it worse.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Huh. Well, I have to remember that.
So, but anyway, I found you one about an Iowa sculptor, Philip.
Where is it at? Oh, yeah. I read about this.
Did you?
Yeah. He built a 20-foot-long shark sculpture out of the snow. A man by the name of Carlos Maldonado, a sculptor and owner of Maldonado Artwork, created the 5.5-foot-tall great white shark sculpture from snow with help from his two sons. So, pretty
Have you seen that?
I did.
It's really cool.
Yeah,
because it
is.
It looks like a shark in his yard.
Took 4.5 hours to sculpt the shark and another hour and a half to color it with watercolor and acrylic paint.
Yeah, so, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I wondered how they did that. Yeah. But yeah, it looks like a big fish in the yard.
It does. It's really, really neat.
Yeah. To look that up again.
Yeah. So anyway, my man, I appreciate the time that you had for me today. I appreciate everybody. And
all right.
What else did I want to say? Oh, yeah. What's, be kind, Phil.
Oh, be kind. All right. Yeah. I thought it was going to be something, you know, even more enlightening, but that's good.
No. Dun, 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 dun. I'm looking for the blue bowl.
The mystery of the blue bowl.
If anybody has any reports for the blue bowl, please call Joanne Krulotz.
Yep. We'll put it in the lost and found. Have a good one, Hank.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
No two people are alike, and no two funerals are the same either. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our goal is always to walk with you while listening carefully to make sure the process is one of love, healing, and life celebration. We are here to help and support you, be it pre-planning or in a time of need. Call us anytime at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center and Muscadet.
Hello, WRCO listeners. Kenny, the wannabe baker here. Not for sure what to do for lunch? Have no fear. Christie's is here. She offers fresh soups, homemade daily specials, and on Wednesdays she has Cornish pasties, and Thursdays are pulled pork tacos. Check out our Facebook page for our daily special post, or give us a call at 649-2253. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Some notes on today. In 1778, English navigator Captain James Cook reached the present-day Hawaiian Islands, which he named the Sandwich Islands. 1778. Also in 1975, the situation comedy The Jeffersons, a spinoff from All in the Family, premiered on CBS TV. Moving on up to the east side. And in 1973, Pink Floyd began recording the notorious album Dark Side of the Moon. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to Pat Gethings from Park Street Christian Church. Also to Dominic Rote from St. Luke's Lutheran Church. Schmidwillen Hills residents and staff saluting Lynette Ader today as Lynette celebrates a special day. And happy birthday, Mike Winstrup from the United Methodist Church. Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club saluting Don Hughes, Jennifer Schrader, and Todd Zimple, who all celebrate today. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club with wishes on a Thursday morning for Angie Baker, Carter Hensley, Terry Coe, Jamie Rux, Bailey Marie Jones, and Tenley Knapp. From the Bloom City Town Crier, happy birthday Lynette Ader, Sue Klingerman, and Sandra McCauley. And from the RC Lions on a Thursday morning, best wishes to Jessica Goodsman, to Randy Murdoch, Maddie Keller, Eve Roberts, Amy Reisner, and Pat Gethings, to Tyler Dick Lee, and Stephen Bradford, Sandra McCauley, and happy anniversary to Paul and Terry Tracy.
Not another birthday, not another anniversary. If you're thinking this, you're not alone. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to make these events a little easier for you so you don't get in trouble again this year. We've worked hard to become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jewelry store. What does that mean to you? It means we have a tremendous amount of statement jewelry pieces in every price point. Spending $20? No problem. Spending $10,000? No problem. Designer jewelry with a small town casual atmosphere. Only at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The Milwaukee Bucks were beaten down last night by the Cavaliers. Boy, and Giannis wasn't there. I'm not even sure he would have made a difference the way they played and shot, but you never know. And also in sports, this may have surprised me a little bit. Mike McCarthy will get another chance with the Cowboys. Jerry Jones saying McCarthy will be back for a fifth season as coach after his team lost to the Packers. I'm not saying that he shouldn't have been back. I mean, he's had a great regular season record, and I really have, you know, no qualms or anything like that. I just was kind of surprised as things are in Dallas and the pressure on to win, but he will be back. It is 21 before the hour of 8 o'clock, 1 degree below zero. Here's one for our special couples today. Kenny Rogers.
From the moment I met you, you made my life complete. This wave of pure devotion has swept me off my feet. And tonight when we kissed, you still took my breath away. It goes without saying, but I'll say
one for our couples today from Kenny. Joanne has the news coming up here on WRCO Radio. This is Clint Black.
What do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still I think about the years since I first met you and the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me can still upset you, but I've just got to make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man.
I wish you the best today. Go out and win your fortune on a Thursday morning. Our news update is next.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 2 degrees below zero in Richland Center at 745. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and the Philback family of dealerships. A wind chill advisory is in effect for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties tomorrow morning from 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. for wind chills as low as 25 degrees below zero. Today, increasing clouds and chilly with a high of 14. Tonight, cloudy with light snow likely this evening with a few hours past midnight amounts from half inch to 1 to 2 inches in the far south, and a low of 1 below. In Richland Center, it is 2 degrees below zero.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Good morning. morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin State Assembly passed a Senate bill authored by Senator Howard Markline and Representative Tony Kurtz, which creates a grant program for communities to buy new radios that are compatible with the Wisconsin Interoperable System for Communications, known as WISCOM, a new public safety interoperable communication system upgrade. WISCOM is a radio system that permits emergency responders from public safety agencies to communicate across jurisdictions. State and local agencies, such as Juneau County, may choose to use WISCOM as their primary radio system. The current system was developed in 2012 and has reached the end of its life. The Department of Military Affairs is in the process of building the system's replacement. The WISCOM replacement must ensure the system can deliver public safety-grade communications to current users, expand to support other users at the state and local levels, and provide interoperability with other communication systems. The 2023 to 25 state budget provided $2 million a year, beginning in fiscal year 2025, to fund this grant program. The bill now heads to Governor Evers to be signed into law. Wisconsin is one step closer to letting gas stations and other businesses build their own electric vehicle chargers. A bill that passed the state Senate Tuesday would change Wisconsin regulations to allow it. The Senate also approved a nearly $80 million federal grant to cover most of the cost of building new EV chargers. About 15% of Wisconsin's children are obese. State lawmakers are introducing five bills to help kids slim down. One of them would require 180 minutes of physical activity in schools through eighth grade. Representative William Penterman is a member of the Speaker's Childhood Obesity Task Force.
Our schools are already required to do FIAD, but instead of focusing sheerly on the academic section, perhaps on what is tennis, we're going to actually get our kids playing tennis and moving as much as possible.
Another bill would give eligible families incentive to buy healthy food. The Speaker's Childhood Obesity Task Force member, Representative Alex Chowers.
Families participating in SNAP can purchase additional fruits and vegetables from participating farmers markets, community-supported agriculture programs, grocery stores, and other healthy food retailers.
A person was sent to the hospital after getting their hand stuck in garage door panels Tuesday. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of the mishap at a residence in Mineral Point. Mineral Point Fire, Mineral Point EMS, and the Mineral Point Police Department all responded to the scene. The individual was transported by EMS to the hospital for evaluation. The Richland Center Fire Department responded to its second house fire Wednesday afternoon in 2 days. The department was dispatched to the fire on Sunrise Drive around 12:45. Upon arrival, fire units found the fire in the ceiling of the first floor around the chimney area. Fire personnel were able to keep the fire contained to a small area around the chimney. No injuries were reported. Six units and 23 firefighters were on the scene for about 2 hours, assisted by the Richland County Sheriff's Department. Fire Chief Scott Gauld would like to remind residents to check their CO and smoke detectors and make sure they are in working order. If burning wood, please make sure chimneys are maintained and clean. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrest of Colton Allen Frazier, 26, of rural DeSoto, following three auto theft incidents. Wednesday morning at approximately 5:45, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received a report that a black Ford F-250 pickup truck had been taken without consent from a residence along Will Cumlin Road, approximately 1 mile northwest of State Highway 82, rural DeSoto, in the town of Wheatland. The caller reported locating the vehicle in the ditch with minor damage a short distance from their residence. At approximately 6 a.m., the sheriff's office received a second call reporting that a black 2015 Chevrolet Equinox was missing from another address on Will Cumlin Road, just north of State Highway 82. At 7:15, the sheriff's office received a third call reporting that a black Chevrolet Equinox was found abandoned along Peterson Avenue, southwest of County Road and rural Viroqua in the town of Sterling. It was quickly determined the abandoned vehicle found with possible damage from striking a snowbank was the same vehicle that was reported missing. During the investigation, it was determined that a third vehicle, a silver 2013 Chevrolet Silverado K3500, was missing from Peterson Avenue. That vehicle was located by the Crawford County Sheriff's Office in the village of Gays Mills at approximately 9 a.m. The investigation continued, and with the assistance of the Crawford County Sheriff's Office, Colton Allen Frazier was taken into custody and transported to the Vernon County Sheriff's Office Detention Center. In addition to three counts of take and drive a motor vehicle without owner's consent, Frazier was also booked for three counts of felony bail jumping stemming from similar criminal charges filed in Crawford County Circuit Court in October, in which Frazier is due back in court on March 8th. Colton Frazier appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court Wednesday afternoon for a bail hearing, and he was released on a $5,000 signature bond. Frazier is due back in Vernon County Circuit Court February 7th for an initial appearance. If you have any information about this crime or any other crime, contact Vernon County Crime Stoppers at 608-637-8477 or p3tips.com. You will not ever be asked for your name when contacting Crime Stoppers. Members of the Richland, Iowa Grant Drug Task Force made an arrest earlier this month. Nicholas J. Forbes, 29, of Platteville, was arrested during a traffic stop near the city of Mineral Point in Iowa County on an outstanding arrest warrant through probation and parole. During the arrest, methamphetamine was located on his person. Nicholas will have a charge of possession of methamphetamine referred to the Iowa County District Attorney's Office. Detectives later searched his apartment in the city of Platteville in Grant County. As a result, more methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia was located. As a result of this case, Nicholas Forbes will have charges referred to the Grant County District Attorney's Office. The charges are possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, maintaining a drug trafficking house, and four counts of soliciting a prostitute. Tiffany Chandler, 28, of Platteville, lives at the same apartment and is also on probation. As a result of the investigation, Chandler will have charges referred to the Grant County District Attorney's Office. They include possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession of fentanyl, possession of drug paraphernalia, and maintaining a drug trafficking house. Residents of the Coon Creek and West Fork Kickapoo watersheds are invited to attend a meeting today hosted by the Natural Resources Conservation Service, or NRCS, to discuss the decommissioning of the dams in the Coon Creek and West Fork Kickapoo. The National Office of the NRCS, who oversees the country's earth and flood control dams, has commissioned a $1.6 million study to determine what caused the dam failures in the West Fork Kickapoo and Coon Creek watersheds and how to move forward. The goal of that study was to determine if fixing those dams, building new dams, or moving them was worth the cost. Through the study, the NRCS determined that keeping the dams was not worth the cost and it would not be worth rebuilding or replacing them. The preferred alternative that the NRCS is recommending is to decommission all 14 dams in the Coon Creek and 8 of the 9 dams in the West Fork Kickapoo. The NRCS has scheduled two meetings, one for each watershed today. The first will be held at the Coon Valley American Legion Hall from noon to 2:30. The second will be held at the Cashton Community Hall from 4 to 6:30. All residents who live in these counties are encouraged to attend the meetings to voice their opinions and concerns about the plan and the decommissioning process. Planning for the 21st annual Walk with Grace will be held this evening. Walk Chair June Nee invites all those interested in being a part of the planning to attend. If you or someone you know may be interested in helping out, please join the meeting or let June Nee know. The meeting will be held tonight at 6 at the Grace office above Royal Bank.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chet's. We are excited to be a supplier for Next Level Super Premium Dog Food. We have a variety of dog food fit for every dog's nutritional needs. Stop down today and let us share with you the benefits of Next Level Dog Food. And as always, you're looking good today.
Today is Thursday, January 18th. Lester Baker, 93 of Arena, died January 9th after a brief illness. A funeral service will be held Friday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home. Burial will be in the Arena Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Ewing Olson VFW Post 9336. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home today from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lester Baker, 93, of Arena. Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76 of Boscobel, died January 8th at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semrod American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393, both of Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions can be made to the Boscobel Cemetery Association, the Wisconsin River Trail Organization, the Boscobel Community Foundation, and the American Legion Blake Semrod Post 134. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel. Marion M. Perry, 101 of Richland Center, formerly of Madison, died Sunday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. No formal services will be held. Memorials may be made to Harvest Guest Home, St. Croix Hospice, or charity of your choice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Marion M. Perry, 101 of Richland Center, formerly of Madison. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Sydney and Tyler Kleist had a daughter, Eileen Kay.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
The AP News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. Looking for
you are listening to WRCE 1450 AM W299 CD Richland Center.